Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something that I would consider sort of a kind of business pivot, a business switch that both you and I have done, which is basically going from a consulting company to a startup or a software company.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So I know something probably inspired this. This is definitely a topic Stelly brought up. And so, Stelly, what do you got?
Yeah, so here's why I wanted to talk about this. There's two reasons. One is how consistently I'm getting emails from people that are considering transforming their consulting business or their services business into a software or product business, and how they see and view the switch we made from Elastic Sales to Close.io as something they would want to kind of copy or emulate. So they reach out to ask for advice. But also because recently I was, I mentioned this in a prior episode, I was on a boat traveling on a bunch of islands with a bunch of founders. And one of them was talking to me about his desire to move from a online information business to a SaaS business. And I gave him a few pieces of advice that I've observed with a bunch of other people, and I thought that advice might be valuable to others. And I was not sure what your take would be on that advice that I gave. I was like, he might have a different opinion, a different take on this. So anytime I think that, I want to talk to you about this to see what you can come up with or how you can broaden my perspective on things. So I'll start with that specific founder conversation, and let's kind of break that down together. And then we might want to go more generic later on. Here's the case study, if you want. So this is a young kid. He was an intern at Close before. I love that kid. I think he's going to go places. He's going to do big things. And a year ago, he started building an online product with the idea to build it a big audience and then later use that audience to build a software business on top of it, right? So first create an audience and then sell a product to that audience. And the way that he approaches this is that he basically came up with like an information product to sell to the audience and to build that audience. Now, he's done really, really well in the past few months, and he has a very vibrant community going on. He has a product that people enjoy and get value from. And he's making money. He's making a good chunk of money. He's learned a ton. He's doing some really cool shit, right? And he was talking to me about his goals for next year. And he was telling me how his number one goal for next year was, he's like, now I have the audience, I make some money, this thing is working. And now next year, I need to build a software product and launch it. And that's going to be the big like pivot that I'm planning to do. And he asked me for my advice on how to do it and if that's a good goal and all of that. And I always get scared or I get uncomfortable when the goal is to go from services to software, because it seems like that is a very significant change. There's a number of reasons why I'm very skeptical of that. I'll rattle through these real quick. Number one, it doesn't come from the right place in my mind, in the sense that you have customers, they have problems. If those problems can be solved better with software, and you have a good idea for a software product, cool, go that direction. But if their problems are solved better with information products, then do information products. Don't just decide that you want to do a software product and then you cram. Like, I feel like that creates a bias that will make you see opportunities where there aren't any. That's number one. The other thing is that it takes a lot of time to build an audience, build a brand, to have a machine that's working, something that's working. It took him a while to get to this place, and he's built a lot of expertise in the area that he's in now. It's going to take a good amount of time to build expertise on building software products. If he knows he wants to do that, I think it's a good idea to start building software products, maybe even quote-unquote throwaway software products, so he's not as attached to them, and he sees it more as a learning experience than betting his company's future on it on the first one, because I feel like it's going to take a while probably for him to get good at building software products, right? He doesn't have experience in it. He doesn't have a track record in it. But now he has customers. He has users. He's going to have to hire people. He has a business. And betting the business on just switching tomorrow to a software and then betting that that's the whole thing, it's just such a risky proposition to me. And there's so many potential like traps that he can step into. So I'd rather have him say, next year I'm going to learn more about software products and I'm going to build some small ones while I'm still growing my business, than saying I'm going to transition pivot my entire business to a software product, but I have no experience in building software products. I could go on and on, but I'll just stop here because these two are my top two reasons for why I'm always skeptical when somebody tells me they made the decision and they have to switch, and they have to switch within a given timeline. What's your reaction to this? I'm super curious.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to do it. And the funny thing is, the way you did it, at least my perception of it and the way I did it, is vastly different. And even the way 37 Signals did it, I think, is closer to, like, at least from what they've said before, Basecamp now. But 37 Signals, when they were a consulting company, they did it very similar to how I did. So what we did, I'll start with that because then we can talk about what you did. What we did was we knew we had cash flow coming in and it was highly profitable. And we also knew we wanted to get out of consulting. We also knew that we had a general customer segment we really like, marketers, designers, that whole category back in the day. And we decided to build a bunch of stuff. And we literally at that time were throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what stuck using some kind of calculated bets. One of them was not very calculated, so we lost $1 million on it. But that's okay. It is what it is. Learned a ton on that one. We did about 12 different products before we found Crazy Egg and launched it in 05. And that was the one that started taking off. I can tell you all the things that we did right there. But what we always did is treat our software projects like yet another client. And so we were able to chunk time and money and resources around it in a way that I don't see many people doing. So it was one of like a bunch of different customers, and we treated our own internal product in that way, which is also, I think, what